on a George kick this morning. Before the program, you were playing all his old stuff.
I tell you, I woke up this morning and George was on my mind. I said, we're going to stick with it. Why not? Next week, it'll be something different.
Welcome to my house, Rosie on the House, where we're here to answer your question about home remodeling or home improvement. It's a toll-free number. Wherever you're listening to us in the great state of Arizona, the phone call is free. It's 1-888-767-4348. An easy way to remember that number is 1-888-ROSIE for you, R-O-S-I-E, the number 4, and the letter U, 1-888-ROSIE for you. Put you in touch with our call screener, my wife of 40 years, sweet Jennifer. She'll get your name and your number and your question, just like Brent calling from Surprise. Let's bring him into the conversation. Good morning, Brent.
Hey, how are you doing?
What are you up to today, my friend?
I got some work around the house.
Okay.
I got a situation. We've been in the house just barely a year. It was a brand new build, and it is eating light bulbs like you could not believe.
We incandescents or CFLs or LEDs?
LEDs.
Hmm.
It came with the CFL bulbs, the little curly ones, and they were really slow to turn on. It took forever for them to get to full light.
Okay.
And so we switched everything to LED to also try and save some more energy.
Yeah.
But it's every couple weeks to a few months that I'm replacing light bulbs, especially in my the recessed can lights.
Yeah.
Are the biggest issue.
Yeah. Where are you buying your LEDs and what are you spending for them?
I got a whole bunch of them for free from a like a booth, one of those booths at like a show.
Okay, a home show.
Yeah. And then I've been buying them from like Home Depot. I think you get like 8 or 10 of them for $10 to $15 or something like that.
You know, Britt, there could be a couple things going on here. One, we also got some of those LEDs being handed out for free at the home show. And at my house, they lasted about 3 months, which is crazy. Those should last 5 years, 8 years, maybe 10 years, depending on the use of the particular bulb.
You gotta do something with the factory defects off the line.
And LED, the diode, those bulbs, the diode is a component that gets spread out on a sheet, and they get graded 1 through 10. And the higher grade the diode is, goes into the better light bulbs. The lower quality go into the discount light bulbs. A good LED bulb for a recess can really should be costing you about $6 or $8 at the very least. So if I were you, I would go to a light bulb specialty store, a lighting specialty store, and buy 2 nice LED bulbs for your recess cans. And if you're currently eating them up every couple weeks, see if that different grade of light bulb doesn't fix the problem for you. If it doesn't, we're going to have to put some kind of meter on your house to register the fluctuations of power. The fact that a CFL takes really long time to light up shouldn't take a really long time. And the fact that you're eating up these kind of bulbs is telling me you've got some kind of surging going on at your house. That can be tough to detect. It can be tough to fix. But start by spending $20 by buying 2 really good LED bulbs, put them in your recess cans, and see if you don't get, you know. As a matter of fact, what I would do is I would put 1 new one in that you got for free right next to 1 good expensive one that you buy and see what happens, go from there. Yes, sweetheart?
Yeah. Be sure you put, I learned to put the date on the
on every bulb you put in.
Because then, because you can get confused. But it also, did Brent have a chance to mention to you that when he vacuums, the lights flicker? Is that any kind of clue?
That's a problem too. I don't know what I would tell him to do. The house is a year old. It's still under the right to review period from the Registrar of Contractors. I think I'd write a letter documenting the electrical problems I'm having, Brent. Get it certified, delivered to the builder that built your home, and see if they can't get an electrical engineer or the power provider out to the house and see if they can't run a meter to see what's going on. Maybe the light bulb experiment with this certified letter being delivered would be your best course of action. And you keep me posted as to what's going on there. A lot of times, you know, one leg of the power supply coming into your meter may be loose, may not be tightened down quite tight enough, and you're getting alternating amounts of voltage and amperage through your system. We've seen that happen a couple times. So,
you know, I had our friend Charles from Tucson had a tip as well. On those kind of light bulbs, some of them are marked for closed fixtures and some for open.
Yeah.
So, as in some need to have more air and circulation. So
yeah.
Just one more thing. But
And it's a fact that CFLs mounted upside down only last about 1/4 as long as they're supposed to. You know, hilarious they didn't tell us that the first year they were on the market.
I don't think they knew. I think that was a learning. Hey, guys, did you realize?
Hey, when you put them upside down in a recessed can, they're only going to last so long. So, and the heat buildup in those particular fixtures can be excessive as well.
You had mentioned home shows. If you are in Northern Arizona, today's the Flagstaff Home Show. I was not able to attend this time. Generally, we make it when... Even with the new technologies, when it falls on a Saba broadcast, which was actually last weekend.
That's right.
We've even split the broadcast where half the team's at the home show in Flagstaff and half's in Tucson. But we have a crazy spring schedule, and we weren't able to attend. But if you're in the Flagstaff, Williams, Munns Park area, it's going on today. You can get the details at RosieOnTheHouse.com in our events section, and it's back at the Sky Dome?
Oh, is it back at the Sky Dome?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not at the outdoor center that it was in for a little while?
Da, 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 da. Should have said something before I said something. I'll find that out.
All right.
So that's going on today, and then, hey, have you seen our patio pals? What do you think about that?
You know, I was gonna talk about that, what you had delivered while Bob and I were gone, and as well some of the letters I received while I was gone. We got
okay. It is at the field house. Sorry,
it is at the field house. Okay, we come home, and our garage, which is kind of like my workshop too, I want to go in there and I want to cut a board. And I open
well,
the door.
Weren't there.
And I open the door, and there isn't room to walk 5 feet into the garage. There's no way I'm getting back to my saw. The whole building, the whole garage is filled of stuff. Well, one of the stuffs is this Patio Pal evaporative cooler that's on casters that you connect to your hose and plug into a GFI outlet, open the top, and it's an ice chest. The ice melts into the water reservoir, and the fan comes on, and it cools your back patio.
Pretty
absolutely
awesome.
Brilliant. So we really haven't had a chance to use it. As soon as I saw it, I dragged it out of the garage. I put it on the back patio. I connected it. Stan helped connect the float valve and adjust all that. And we turned that baby on. The problem was no one wanted to go sit out on the patio because it was too cold. So we got to wait till it warms up just a little bit more. Where did that come from?
Pretty brilliant. Well, it's made right here in Arizona. Phoenix Manufacturing has that one. And the other one that's not unwrapped yet is called the Shot Blaster. So instead of this roll-around evap cooler with an ice chest, it's a roll-around evap cooler with a toolbox and stereo system built into the top.
That's what I'm talking about.
With a little bit area for countertop space. So as you're working in your shop or whatever, if help me out. What's the garage with no door?
Carport?
Carport, thank you. Easy for you to say.
It's one of those newfangled things you're doing now.
Had to pull out my archive there. You can adjust this and take your tools with you. And if you're working underneath the car, or you got to come back on this
direct
side.
Direct that airflow right to where you're working?
It's got both the patio pot and the shop blaster have 5 wheels. So it's extremely easy to just push around, even when it's full of water.
As a matter of fact, when I turned it on, I didn't lock the wheels.
And it was moving.
It was moving backwards. It had so much thrust.
It was stuck in the air and pushing it out.
Oh, so
pretty cool. Yeah, and we actually have a...
Where do people buy these?
In the Rosie on the House e-store.
Oh, okay.
And they'll be, you can order it and then pick up direct from the factory, or you've got to, it's on a pallet, so you've got to have a truck big enough and then a way to get it down, or we'll deliver it to your door. It's just a great... Father's Day gift idea, Mother's Day gift idea. If you do outdoor entertaining, I'm bringing ours to. So I'm getting Kyle from the solar store.
Okay,
he's getting a battery pack and a solar.
Okay,
solar will power the battery
to power this cooler.
The battery will operate the squirrel cage on the battery, and it's going to go on the side of our horse trailer. So during the rodeo events, they can get under the canopy and be cool off, and then have this, 144.
You'll be a tall cotton there, buddy.
Unit ice chest on top that'll be full of everyone's Gatorades and Capri Suns. You wouldn't believe how many Capri Suns we go through.
Oh yes,
in a rodeo.
I would. Yes, I would. I've seen the trash can at the end of a rodeo on Sunday afternoon. I do see how many Capri Suns you go through. We're gonna take a little break. I want to come back and get to the callers. Tony's calling from Glendale. I want to address a little bit of some mail that I got while I was gone. All right, here at Rosie on the House. Y'all don't go anywhere.